The U.S. Drought Monitor puts out a map every week that updates drought conditions in Texas. This week's map looked mostly white, which indicates no drought at all, with some peach, orange, and red in the center, indicating moderate to exceptional drought. But last year at this time, only small parts of the state were in the clear. And 2 years ago, 99% of the state was in some level of drought.
I think what's really happened is we've transitioned from a drought of statewide proportions to drought conditions that are more localized.
John Nielsen Gammon is the state climatologist. He says he's almost ready to announce that the statewide drought is over. But there's a big asterisk next to that statement.
We've still got areas that are classified with the most severe drought level available, which is exceptional drought. That's mainly up in northwest Texas, around Childress and Wichita Falls, and part of the Panhandle, and extending down toward Palo Pinto area. And severe drought goes all the way south to the Texas Hill Country, and those places have not seen much improvement, if any. In fact, reservoir levels in a lot of those areas are their lowest ever for this time of year.
Gammon says reservoirs and stream flows will probably be the last piece of the puzzle to recover. And he says below average rainfall could put some areas at risk of drought again, though one big flood could also end it all together. I'm Laura Rice for the Texas Standard.